New media, the final frontier. These are the broadcasts of the Tomorrow Show. Its mission, to befriend fellow nocturnals, escapists, and dreamers. Not to mention angry loners, the socially inept, and those with Peter Pan syndrome. To boldly go where no broadcast has gone before. The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Your overnight broadcast featuring one celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis, millennials in Star Trek costumes, and so much more. The underdog's best friend. And all you need is a smartphone or access to the internet. Here's the captain of your tomorrow, Kevin Undergaro!
Fonzie! Come and move that in my direction.
Good dance moves, right, guys? This one's for you, millennials. Yeah, with Despacito going on. I'm Roxy Stryer, so of course I am not Kevin Undergaro. We miss you, Captain Undergaro. Don't forget to send him your love at Undergaro, because he misses you guys. But he's still very much alive on this show, because everything we talk about is some sort of lesson from him. He's got all the good knowledge, and he's given it to us. But right now, the inmates are running the asylum. Welcome back to the Tomorrow Show. Out here with us, you haven't been out for a long time, Ray Lynn over here.
Hey, everybody.
How's
Happy
that
Monday.
Seat feeling, girl?
Feeling like Roxy, but no, not Roxy. That's a lot. That's a big shoes to fill.
You've got better hair than I do.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you have the better lip with the red lip today.
Do I? Wow. What's going on, Christian?
Not much. I was just thinking about, you know, how this show is as much like Kevin as it can be without him, except for the song. This would never... You know, I know it's only Monday, but I might have to start drinking some IPA rants.
I know. I get that. You're like, I'm skipping over the mangria right now. I need to go
right to the IPA
rant.
Yeah.
I'm picturing the text message I get after. For this show, Kevin, like, great show rocks, but really, really with that opening song?
The Biebs.
There's a reason, though. There's a reason for it. What's up, Ashley Daniels?
Hi, Roxy Stryer.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You're one of the only people I feel like uses my full name. Everyone just calls me Roxy. Roxy
yeah.
Stryer. Is it because I called you Ashley Daniels?
No, I just like Roxy Stryer. You're lucky I don't use your middle name, because that's a funny one. We just use that for certain things when you're in trouble.
That funny guy.
No, your principal. She's. Didn't you tell me that? Your principal used to say that? You used to use your middle name?
No.
Oh, Sarah. Sarah Ritter said it.
Oh, Sarah Ritter. Another day, another problem. Day. Scabby, what's going on?
I'm just like in awe at this video. I've never seen the video before, and Bieber is so hot.
When I announced that I was opening with this song, Scabby was like, oh my God, a song I know. I love that song. I love that song. So yeah, totally for you, Scabs. We're going to be coming to you a little later because we've got a sex bully update, I hear. I don't know what it is. I told her I didn't want to know until we were on air. So for better or worse, we got a sex bully update. Bonjour.
Bonjour, bonjour, Roxy.
Is this against your Frenchness to be listening to this song? Is it okay? Do you wish it was in French?
No, it's good. It's good. We're giving it a pass.
Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah. Why
cool.
not?
Cool.
It's Monday. We're having fun.
Yeah, damn right. It's got that Monday vibe. See, Kevin might agree with it. It's a little lively. Hey, Michael, what's going on in there?
What's going on, Rox? It feels like, for some reason, when you have, like, your vacation or something coming up, it feels like a short week. And with the holiday, like, weekend, it feels like this is not, a bad Monday.
Huh. I'm surprised to hear you say that because Michael walks in today and he goes, hey, guys, still don't have a girlfriend. It feels like a long week.
In my defense, you asked if anything was new, and I said, nope, same old, same old.
Still, why bother? Still don't have a girlfriend. Michael, it's your own damn fault. We are all jumping at you, and you won't even take us. All right, so I had a really interesting weekend. You guys know I went to one of my 45,000 bachelorette parties. God damn it. God damn it. There are just so many of them. At least this one was... driving distance, but of course I got into a big car accident on my way there, which was the perfect start to a debaucherous weekend. I was pulling out of a gas station, trying to rush there. I'm figuring it all out. I'm thinking about work. I'm just like, my mind is going in a million different directions. And I just hit a pole straight up, like going forward. I ran into a pole. Everybody's like, what do you mean? Did you back up into it? Was there something in your vision? I was like, no. Were you on your phone? No. Were you doing something? No. I was driving, and I just ran into the goddamn pole, which is like, I can't even be mad because that's on me. and nobody else. But God, I went today to get it appraised and they were like, yeah, you know, that's a good $1,500.
Wait, what kind of millennial are you? You should be blaming the pole for being in your way. How dare it be there when you wanted to drive?
All right, Christian, I know you're making a joke right now, but the pole was actually in a very inconvenient spot.
They usually are.
I don't understand. There is zero purpose for that pole to be there. I stopped and I thought about it. That pole was not holding anything up. There was nothing on top of the pole. There was nothing attached to the pole. It was a pole. Just a random fucking pole. Which is really, really annoying because... why? Like, for that reason? I feel like the person from the body shop across the street probably installed that pole there and was like, sucks to suck. You guys are going to hit this irrelevant pole so that you have to come over here and get work done on your car.
Rox, we have to ask the most millennial question. Were you on your phone?
No, I wasn't on... wasn't he listening to
that? That was the most millennial question that you could have asked because she answered it before you even asked it. So clearly he wasn't paying attention. He was updating his Instagram.
I wasn't on my poll. I wasn't on the poll either.
Not till later in the evening.
I wasn't on the phone. But what I will admit is that sometimes I am, which is really bad, and I don't think that you should be, but sometimes I am. In this scenario, I wasn't doing anything. I literally wasn't doing anything. My mind was just thinking about how am I going to go to this another fucking bachelorette party? I have so much work to do. I can't believe I'm going to have to sit in 4 hours of traffic to get to Palm Springs right now. It's 118 degrees there. Boom. Smack dab in the pole. Everybody looked at me and I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed that I drove away and I parked my car down the street and to get out and check it. And I was missing part of my car. So I had to drive back. And it was laying on the ground there. And I had to pick it up and pop it back into my car. And it was so mortifying. And I called my brother and I was like, I'm so embarrassed. And he was like, for the people at the gas station? You should be embarrassed in general, but not because there were people there looking at you. Like, what the hell is that move? So I really did. I had to go back and I popped it into my car. And I was so happy I did because when I get it praised today, they were like, yeah, that part, if you didn't have it, was going to be an extra $500. So it's a good thing you went back and got it. It was just I don't know anything about cars. So it was just this black part in front. It's not the bumper. It was what the lights were sitting in, this black almost rubber bit of it. But apparently it's really expensive to get a new one. So I was stoked that I went back. At least I am not that embarrassed of a person that I was like, okay, even if there's still people there, I'm going to go back and get this. So I'm annoyed with that. And then it's like that debate whether you go through insurance, because I don't want my insurance to go up.
Right. Did the poll have insurance? Did you guys exchange insurance?
No, but you know what I mean. Like, I get into a lot of car accidents, so my insurance is very high.
Is this the first one in the new car, by the way?
This is my first one in the new car. I know.
I don't understand.
Well, okay. Actually, that's not fair. I got hit in the new car. I got rear-ended. But it was only very, very, very tiny. This is the first big one where, like, I have to get something done. Otherwise, my car is going to fall apart. And I don't want my insurance to go up because I pay, like, $350 a month. Do you know anybody who pays that much?
Not in this state.
Wow.
Yeah, no joke.
I pay $300, but it's close.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money. And I get why they charge me that much because I get in a good amount of accidents. I can't even sit here and be mad about it. But anyway, so I think I'm going to pay out of pocket, which they told me if I pay cash, it will be $500 less, which just makes you know that something really sketchy is going on there.
Yeah.
Like, why if I pay with my credit card, are you charging me $1,500, but without, it's $1,000?
Don't ask questions. Just pay them in cash.
That's kind of what I said. I was like, all right, man, that's cool. Whatever you say, that's fine by me. So I finally do. I get back in the car and I drive with my broken ass car to Palm Springs where it is 118 degrees, like it said.
But it's a dry heat.
It was miserable.
I've been there when it's that hot. It's so – it's that dry heat thing I mentioned because only people who have never been in it don't
– say that.
Say that because it's so hot. It just hurts your skin.
We are East Coast people, so yeah. I know what – they're trying to say when they say that it's not that humidity where you want to die because it's so wet, but 118 is 118, and you cannot escape it. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. And when you're drinking, 118 feels like 145. Legitimately 145. At night, at 2 in the morning, it got down to 106.
Ah, that's great.
That was the coldest it got the entire time there. So I just came from a bachelorette party about a month ago, and you guys know I went. It was fun. It was a little rowdy. We went to the bar. We went to the club. There were bottles. I have never in my life witnessed anything like this weekend. You guys are going to lose it. Like, I cannot believe that this exists. This was straight out of a movie. I don't know anybody who actually experiences this. The entire time I was pinching myself, like, can I tape all of this? And so I did. I taped some of it, actually. I put it on my Snap story, but unfortunately, I didn't save it all. This is just a little tidbit that I have for you guys of the first night we were there when we went to just a regular, not a strip club, just a regular club. This is what was going on in the center. This is a man with his shirt off.
Oh.
He's picking up this woman and laying her on the ground. They don't know each other. And, like, banging her with clothes on.
Glad they didn't catch my face.
No, he didn't look anything like you, Michael. He was, like, in one of those security guard shirts, and he ripped it off, and there was a whole show. But this wasn't a strip club. There was only women in there, which was a bizarre thing to witness. There were 500 girls doing some Congo line. And then these men, and so many brides and so many bachelorette parties. So they would put the bride in the chair and essentially, like, just fuck her, but with their clothes on. They were lifting them up and putting them, like, Corinne style around their face. Sorry, we'll get to that. Was that insensitive too soon?
You know, I don't think it's insensitive or too soon.
And
I think you're in
eating favor. And licking above the pants. So I was thinking, okay, these are our strippers for the weekend. This is nice. This is fun. Whatever. We're going to do the damn thing. That was the first night. That was the tamest thing compared to what is to come. The next day, we go to a pool party, and it's like a pool party in Vegas, if you guys have ever been, but instead it's at this weird, seedy location that's so much smaller. People in the pool are the trashiest people I've ever seen, but as Kevin says, in a good way. There are blow-up toys everywhere. People are, like, shitting and pissing and puking all over the place. These guys come up to us. They ask if we want to come up to their room for shots. So obviously we say yes.
Obviously.
We go up to their room, and they take out a bag of meth, which I've never seen before because I'm a normal-ass human being. I've done a lot of drugs, but I've never done meth, which is fine if you do, because to each their own. But to, with strangers, just pull out a bag of meth is so intense.
Did you know it was meth? Sorry, Christian.
That's a good question.
Because they pulled it out. My friend, being like the debaucherous hoe that she is, was like, oh, I need cocaine. I'm so drunk and I have to sober up. Where's the cocaine? And they were like, we don't have coke, but we have. And they pulled it out. And I watched Breaking Bad, so I was like, that's meth, because it was crystals in a bag.
So
we were like, that's meth. And they were like, yeah.
Who did it? Did anybody do it?
They did it. Wait, we left.
No. Oh, so none of your friends did it?
No fucking way, Ash. Okay. That's not like, okay, Sean would probably stand up for it if he was here. Not stand up for meth, but he might differ from me on this. But to me, there are party drugs and there are drugs. And there is, like, a strange line there, but weed, all right, you can kind of pull out weed in front of anybody these days, right? Like, if somebody pulls out a joint in front of you, you're not thinking, holy shit, who is this person? You know?
Yeah.
Then there's the next level of that. So I would say coke, very intense to do in front of a stranger. I would not do coke in front of a stranger. But
it's definitely a party drug.
But it's definitely
a lot of parties.
If you're at a party and somebody pulls it out, you're not like, where am I? What's happening? You're kind of just like, wow, that's okay. Sure. Ecstasy, Molly, we see it. People are out. They're raging. Adderall, any kind of pills. But when you get to heroin or meth, I feel like that's a very intimate
experience.
Those
are very private drugs.
It's a very private thing that have stigmas attached to them. And I don't know, even if I did meth, if I ever would feel comfortable doing it in front of these random girls at a bar.
Is it because there's a needle involved?
Or not with meth.
Oh.
With heroin.
Oh.
Meth's the one with the spoon and the cooking.
Yeah. Oh.
You watched Breaking Bad?
I did. I just didn't remember.
Yeah.
My question is, were these locals? Because
no.
Desert folk are really big into the meth. That's why I thought it might be people
really?
That are either from Palm Springs or somewhere out in that area, because it's easy to get. And a lot of the other drugs are hard to get and hard to make out that
So place. That's what they said. They were like, what do you mean? Meth is very popular here.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I don't even, like, no judgments here, but no thank you.
And these are the people you were worried about being embarrassed in front of, these kind of people.
Right. So it was a weird thing. We were gone for, like, 2.5 hours because the guy that offered us meth was actually working on these guys' door. Their door wouldn't close. And the guy working on the door was inside working on it from the inside. He had offered us the bag of meth. The two other guys there that were locals were down with it. And when we tried to leave, he said the door wasn't ready. So we couldn't get out of it.
The door wasn't ready.
I'm not kidding you, though, Christian. Door, I like tried to body check into it. The door was not ready. So we had to wait for this man now to get the door off the hinges. Like, he had to do the damn thing and get the door off. So he finally gets the door off. We walk out. They follow us for the next couple of hours. It was truly, truly bizarre. We go back downstairs. Everybody is pissed drunk. I'm like, all right, this has got to be it. Now that I've been offered meth and that's been my day, this is where it ends. We go back home and we had 1, 2, 3 strippers come to the house. Okay, we've dealt with strippers before. That's fine. Strippers are a thing, you know. It's bachelorette party. They're male strippers, by the way. I kind of thought we were going to get female strippers because I think
that's
more fun.
You're
going to
have 3. How about one girl?
So what happened was we only ordered 2.
Oh.
But Ryan Gosling over here was on his training day. This guy went by Ryan Gosling. He looked like Ryan Gosling. And he was shadowing him like you do at a restaurant. Like, you know, when you are somebody who's about to be a server and for the first 2 weeks you shadow another server. He was shadowing the strippers, which is hysterical because, yeah, it's a job. So I guess you have to do that. So he had never done this before. We were his first trip. At first, I thought he was making that up to get more tips because, you know, that seemed like something. But there were 3 of them, so there's no way. He wasn't getting paid. So we've got 3 of them there. And I'm thinking, all right, whatever. They're going to have fun. I could not believe what my girlfriends did. My girlfriends are all engaged, married, or living with their boyfriends. I am the least far along with my boyfriend. We've been together for 2 years. We don't live together. We're the newest of the relationship. So at this point, everybody is coupled up. So I'm thinking, yeah, we're going to dance a little bit. They're going to strip. The first thing that happens is all of my girlfriends get naked.
Like, when you say naked, you mean they take their clothes off completely?
When I say naked,
nipples,
when
vagina.
I say naked, I mean naked. Naked.
Okay, completely naked.
In the nude. As if this was a thing.
How does this happen? Does one girl do it and then they all get the courage to do it?
What happened was the first stripper, instead of stripping himself, stripped the bride. So she's laying there naked.
Why is she laying down?
Because that's what they did. They had her lay down.
On a couch?
No, they put her on the bar, across the bar. So she's laying
wow.
across the bar. By the way, we're staying in Palm Springs at an Airbnb that is a mansion and gorgeous and spotless and white and perfect. There was, like, this must have been the gayest man's house. It was perfection. And it had all old Hollywood stars on the wall and like, little notes like, you're gold, things like that. I was like, wow, this place is bomb. Ash, I thought about you the whole time. You would have loved it.
I definitely would have loved it.
So they lay her across this gorgeous, it's this black granite massive bar, and they lay her down and they strip her and they start taking body shots off her.
They strip her, meaning the 2 strippers.
The 3 of them.
3 strippers all are stripping the bride
one,
on the bar.
The
wow.
newbie is kind of like laying back a little bit. You can see he's kind of shy.
Don't be over eager.
So he's just like letting it happen. And the other 2, one goes for the bottom and the other goes for the top, and they pull it off. And she's dying. She's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. I was thinking, if that's me, I'm like,
what is she wearing?
No, she's naked.
But what did she have on? It was just so easy to just...
A shirt and a bottom. It's really hot there, so it was like two tiny things, and we had been in the pool all day. It was either some sort of cover-up or something. So she's naked within like 2 minutes of them being there. And they start taking body shots off her. And then I think one of the other girls said, we should all get naked.
Okay, and so, this is how it happened.
Or something like that.
Okay.
So they all get naked.
Okay.
And I, you guys are not going to believe me, but I'm the only person who kept my clothes on in the entire room.
Was there a pool?
Yeah, there was a pool outside, but we're not at the pool yet. Oh, okay. We're still inside at the bar.
In response to the last episode, any chance that these were business dates? These were business gatherings? Like what you told Ben to go on?
No, these are strippers.
Well, hey, we had to check.
Okay, cool. Cool. Good question, Michael. So these are,
what the?
These are strippers, just to clarify for you guys who were confused with that at this point. And so everybody kind of starts taking their clothes off slowly. The girls, they take their shirts off, and the guys who are clothed, the guys have their clothes on, the fucking strippers are still clothed, start pouring hot chocolate and whipped cream all over these girls, on their nipples, on their belly buttons, on their shoulders, and start licking it off of them, licking their nipples, licking the up and down them. And I literally am sitting there in my black jumper, like covered from my knees to my shoulders. I have never been the prudest bitch in the building. I was by far and away the prudest bitch there. They were all like going for it. And we had been drinking all day, but still, they were all going for it. Then the males start doing their strip. So they're taking their tops off. They're laying girls down. They're like licking them. But remember, they're naked. So they're licking like right by their. Did we decide I can't call it a vagina last week?
Call it.
I think you should call it that. I mean, if a vagina. That's a word that you're comfortable with.
Call it a box.
Yeah.
A box. They start licking next to their boxes.
Wait, what do you mean next to their
like
boxes?
Their inner thighs. They're licking
were
right there.
Were they all shaved?
Yeah, they were all.
All the girls were shaved.
They all have laser. Remember, okay. these are my rich bitches.
Rich girls.
Yeah, the rich
Thank
girls.
You for asking the question. I was afraid to, actually. Okay.
These are all girls who went to USC, so they're all loaded, and they all are perfect, like, baby's bottoms down there. So one of them, I think, had a landing strip.
They didn't cross the line. They literally just went side to side.
So they, but, like, and on top of, not in the crease, but, like, on top of the vagina part where hair would be, they were, like, licking and touching and putting whipped cream. And then they were, like, everybody put dollar bills where we can go get them. So girls are, like, shoving dollar bills up their boxes, putting them, like, behind their backs in their cracks, putting them all over the place. And the guys, and they all lay down on the floor. I actually have a picture of this, but I feel too bad showing you guys. But it's all these girls laid down on the floor. I'm standing at the bar with a drink in my hand, watching them all. And the guys all go and get the dollar bills with their mouths. In the girls' vaginas, in
How
their
many
butt
girls
cracks.
Would you say were there total?
There was 12 girls.
12 girls. So three guys would just go and make their way around and make sure every girl got equal attention.
I feel
equal
as
box
if,
attention.
I have to be honest with you. I feel as if some girls did not get equal attention.
Do you think that they were the pretty ones?
I think the pretty ones got the most attention.
You do.
I really do. Okay. So, because there was most of them. You can pull up my Instagram and you guys can look. Most of these girls are very hot. There was a girl or two who was maybe not as fit and I don't feel as if she got the attention she deserved. She was really putting out. So yeah. But that was sad.
So they're not asking you like, Rocks, come.
They are. So finally, I kind of step out of the room and my one girlfriend comes out and she's like, hey, Rocks, like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. Oh, my God, this is so much fun. And she was like, the girls don't know if you're having fun. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm having a blast. Like, and she was like, why aren't you getting your nipples licked? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She was like, well, if you're having fun, why aren't you getting your nipples licked? I was like, well, honestly, I'm going to just say it out loud and no judgment against you guys at all. But to me, having a significant other, like, I just don't feel comfortable with it. And I would hope if he was me in this situation that he wouldn't be licking other girls' nipples. So I don't feel comfortable with it. And she was like, huh? But it's strippers. Like what I had said was the most unbelievable thing she'd ever heard. Yeah. I said, no, I know. So it's totally fine. I just don't feel comfortable with it. And she said to me, but we're paying them. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. Totally. For you guys, you go on with your bad selves, girl. But just for me. And she was like, I don't get what the problem is, Rox. Just let them lick your nipples.
This is a true friend. This is a good friend.
She's actually an awesome friend.
See?
So I was like, you know, I'll go cheer you on double as hard. And she was like, I think you just need to get more drunk. And I was like, I'm pretty drunk. There's no amount of drunk that I'm going to let them lick my nipples. I'm sorry.
The thing is, you have the best rack out of all your friends. I can already tell that.
It's not true.
No one,
it's not true.
Pay
you
anybody
should see these
to
girls.
Lick your rack. That's
you should
the
see these
the
girls.
Opposite.
Thanks. Sorry. Thanks, Ash. So before I go on with the story, my question to you is, you guys in my situation, if you're single even, do you let strippers lick your nipples? And if you're in a relationship, is that considered cheating or does it not count if you're paying for it? Or where is the line?
It seems weird to me that she said they're strippers as if that's an excuse. To me, that's the same thing as saying, oh, I was drunk, so it doesn't count. If that makes sense. I think it's still cheating. I think it's weird. I would like how you said if I was dating someone and they were licking someone's nipples, I don't even know what I would do. I'd be livid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Thoughts?
Unless Chris Evans became a stripper overnight and wanted to lick my nipples, then yes. Other than that,
then it's cheating.
No.
Christian? Yeah.
If Chris Evans wanted to lick my nipples, I'd absolutely be on board. No, I mean, I've been in, you know, by the way, this is so much crazier than the craziest bachelor party I've been to. It doesn't even come close. You bitches is crazy.
Crazy.
But I would say that I've been in situations where I've made decisions that are like, oh, no, I'm not going. You know, it's like, guys, have fun. No judgment. I know what your deals are. I know what you have back home. But
so
you're
if
okay
you're
with what you're doing, that's fine. I'm not okay with it. So I'm going to watch. I'm going to be like, kind of like what you were doing. I'll sit in the back, have a drink, and comment on how fun looks like everybody, how much fun everybody's having, how fun the whole thing is. But no, I don't participate in that setting. But that's just me.
Your wife had a bachelorette party?
Yes.
Did she have strippers? Did you guys talk about this at all?
I've talked about her bachelorette party, but I didn't ask specifics because if there was this sort of an evening, I kind of didn't want to know about it. In the years since we've been married, I feel like I would have a better idea if something like this happened. Also, her crowd is not this crowd.
It's not a nipple.
There would not have been. Yeah, they would have thought it was fun that there was a stripper around. But I don't think that they had a stripper up in the room. And that's always a problem. Stripper up in the room, crazy shit happens.
How big of a deal would it have been if you had found out prior to marrying her that she was getting her nipples licked by a stripper during her bachelorette party?
I think I would have been pretty upset considering how long I had to wait to do that sort of thing with her. I would be very upset.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too. What about you, Ash? What are your thoughts on cheating versus not cheating?
My thoughts are that that's cheating, but if you're with someone that – it's a kind of a weird question for me right now, so I don't know the answer.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Bonjour. Right, the French are kind of freaky.
So freaky. I don't know how it'd feel, but I do think it's interesting that you're saying you're the only one who wasn't up for it, and all these other girls are further into a relationship. So I wonder if that's the case.
Yeah.
They've kind of, you're still maybe in a way in the honeymoon stage, and they're not, and they're just trying to have fun. Mm. So I can't compare. Maybe in 5 years, if I'm still with the same person, I'll be like, yes, lick my nipples. As of now, no, thank you.
Okay. That's exact. So I was trying not to judge, Jules, because I was like, who knows? Maybe that's totally cool. And maybe they wouldn't mind if their husbands or fiancés were licking some nips. Maybe that would be fine with them. So at this point, I'm still thinking, because it gets better. At this point, I'm still thinking, all right, little lick of the nip never hurt anybody. You know, we're chill. So then the strippers finish their show. All the girls are still naked. Everybody's naked. The strobe light, the shots, and they have to go to their next appointment. But they really like us, so they decide that they want to see if we want to hang out later.
Oh.
So no longer on the dime, but if after their appointment, if they could come back to hang out with us, the three strippers, to which everybody says, yeah. So they leave and they go to their appointments, and fast forward 3 hours, they come back. And they come back to the pool, and all the girls are in their bathing suits in the pool now. And they continue to, now for free, now not getting tipped, hook up with the girls.
What do you
mean by
hook up?
So now we're making out, and one of them fucked a stripper.
Okay, so this is going to be my question. Can you F a stripper? So you can.
Well, I mean,
you're allowed to.
Okay, so we asked them this. I was really trying to get to the bottom of it. I'm like investigator Roxy here. I'm talking to one of the strippers trying to learn about his life. He's actually going to the army. He's in September. I was fascinated trying to figure it out. He says that he fucks 30% of his clients.
Wow.
So I don't know whether that some of those are paid or whether they're all this kind of situation where if they're down and he's down, then it works. But he spent the night, fucked this girl. I only know because there were condoms on the floor and we like called her out on it.
She wanted to marry one of the, well, they're all taken, right?
She was taken, but not married.
Engaged?
No, living with.
Living with.
Yeah.
Will he ever find out?
I don't.
If he watches the Tomorrow Show.
Well, he's probably like, not my girl.
Yeah. But what, is she the type to go home and tell him, or does she? She'll never tell him.
No, they'll never tell.
Okay.
None of them will ever tell. I mean, there was one girl who I do think would tell, like, oh my God, I got my nipples licked. It was awesome. I think he'd be like, good for you, honey. You know, they were like that kind of relationship. Right. I don't think he would mind. But to me, when that happened, I was thinking, okay, I think this just went from, and she got his number. They got each other's numbers. That is like, what happens at bachelorette party doesn't quite stay there territory. And that's where it really, like, the nipple lick, all right, the sex with the strippers. How do you justify that?
Did she text you guys the next, like, obviously she saw you, but maybe have you gotten a text ever since then saying, guys, please keep this between us? Is she nervous at all?
No.
Worried that someone's going to say something?
No.
Wow.
No, nothing. I was kind of expecting that. I think she was trying to downplay it so we didn't think it was as big of a deal. You know, if you say to people, guys, don't ever repeat this, and they're like, wow. I think she was hoping that we thought it was chill and that it wasn't cheating and that nothing to even talk about, because all the other girls were. But then there was this weird drama, too, because the one that fucked the stripper, my other friend wanted to screw that same stripper. So they had been going back and forth with him all night. And
what do you mean back and forth? Are they both in the same area together?
Like one was sitting on his lap, okay, and then so she would get up to get a drink, and the other one would sit on his lap.
So they would never be together at the same time, like threesome-ish.
They were all in the pool together, but they were never like all three hooking up. And then finally one of them came in and was like, she came in to me and she was like, Rox, do you think that I should fuck this stripper? Should I fuck the stripper? And I was in bed at this point because it was 4 in the morning and I was like, I'm done with the strippers and I'm exhausted. And I had work the next day. She was like, should I fuck the stripper? And I was like, dude, yeah.
Why'd you say yeah?
Yeah, you should. Because she said, she looked at me, she goes, she was actually the only one. There was one girl there that was single. She had just gotten broken up with by her boyfriend, and this was her. So she was not in a relationship. She had been broken up with for a week, and she goes, I like need to get it out of my system. I'm in love with this guy. I don't know whether I should do it, but I've been talking to him all night. I think he's my soulmate. And she was like, should I fuck him? And she's a batshit cray. And I knew she was going to do it anyway, so I might as well be supportive. You know those friends that ask you questions, but they're not really listening to your answer. They just want to do what they're going to do.
Roxy, should I do this whole bag of meth?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, exactly. So if I'm the person who says no, then I'm the bitch who didn't support you. So I was like, yeah, I think you should, girl. Totally think you should go fuck the stripper. So she was like, okay, I need a different bathing suit. I don't know why. The one she had on, she didn't like anymore.
So she wasn't naked.
At this point, remember, because they came back when they were in the pool. So now the girls were in the bathing suits.
So they went from naked to bathing suits?
Yeah, when the strippers left. Strippers left.
Were gone for 3 hours.
Strippers left. You don't just want to be a bunch of chicks sitting around in your bathing suits. Mm-hmm. So she needed to change. She put on a bathing suit and she got back out there. She came back in 10 minutes later and she goes, oh, he's fucking the other girl. So she was really upset. So there was drama about that the next day. Because, like, they both wanted to fuck the same stripper.
Did they
actually
get in an argument the next day about it? Or
it was kind of just awkward.
Yeah.
Like, it was just uncomfortable. So that was the night of the strippers. And the next morning, we all left.
Awkward.
The most, like, strange 48 hours ever. I didn't realize my friends were like that, which is such a weird, because what scenario are we ever in that situation? And I was just like, okay, let's snooze.
How long from now is the wedding?
The wedding is in August.
Okay, so can you film the wedding toasts and probably play them back? I feel like we might get some interesting comments during that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of wedding toasts, my brother got engaged this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, he proposed to his girlfriend. His girlfriend, who may or may not be legally or illegally in this country right now, and this might have to be some sort of a rushed wedding, but we love her and we're very excited about it. So you're hearing now that he's engaged. You'll hear from me within the next month that he's married.
How did it go down, the engagement? Was anything
particularly
unique?
It was cute. So they're in a really pressing situation. She applied for her visa late and was rejected because you can't do that. You're not supposed to apply for your visa late, especially when Trump's our president. And so now they went and saw an immigration lawyer, and he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they've been together for 4 years. They live together in a gorgeous house. They were like, gonna do this anyway. It's just now is a better time than later. So he proposed at the same, he didn't have much time to think about it, but he proposed at the same spot that they had their first meetup ever. It was at a hotel in Boston. I don't remember, maybe Park Plaza or something like that. And yeah, my sister went, she took a couple pictures and he got down on one knee. And I said to him, what'd you say? And he said, I told her the truth. So what was that? He said, I loved you from the second I saw you.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And, nice. And honestly, I think that most people would be bullshitting when they said that, but he called me. He's never done this before. And he's like, I'm in love. From the second he saw her, I was like, what the? What is that? Like, for me, it takes 10 years. But for him, he's like, yeah, no, this is the one. It's fine. It's like, damn, some people know. I guess when they know, they know. And if that's not you, that's okay, because I don't think that's most of us that know like that. But that's exciting. That will be coming up. We're debating right now whether to do it here or there. It's so hard because I said to my brother, the 2 weekends he wants to do it, I was like, I have 2 other weddings that I already RSVP'd for, and people pay for that shit. You can't really like say you're coming and then call them and back out. It's kind of rude. So we're trying to work all that out right now. Sex bully stuff. Yeah, so much cooler than engagements. Scab, what the hell? What's going on with sex bully?
Speaking of love.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
So this is actually a weird turn of events in Sex Bully. Everyone knows I'm in love with Sex Bully. Never fall for your sex victim.
No, you are Sex Bully.
I know. I said never fall in love with sex victim.
Okay.
That's the first rule to being a sex bully, but I already broke my only rule.
Okay.
And so we met up last Thursday before he, you know, went off to work for a couple weeks, and we were having our fun, and he pulls the whole like, I don't know what to do with you, and like wants to talk about feelings. I'm like, we're not doing that, because
like you're lying in bed or on the phone, or
he'll randomly make comments, even though he's the one who kind of shut that whole half of it out. So I've been very good about, you know, putting up the wall and being like, it's just sex, that's all we're doing, that's all I'll text him about, and all this. I broke my rule because he was having some anxiety before he left. He was just stressed, like different stuff with his health and different reasons. So I, just because I love him, texted him and I was like, hey, hope traveling's been going well. Hope you've been feeling better. I know you weren't feeling well. And he decides to pull out, like in the middle of the night, I miss you text. And I'm so happy.
Out of the blue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, what do I do with that? He knows how I feel about him. So this was not as a fun sex bully story. This is just, like, a me, now my head's all, like, fucked up.
Did you respond?
I responded a little emoji.
What emoji?
I don't know what to say. Like, a little kissy face.
Hmm.
What? Because I didn't...
Was it 2 a.m.?
So I followed up with him.
Drunk, right, Christian?
I'm going to say he has to be drunk. Not to send you that text, but just from your relationship, he has to be drunk.
See, that's what I assumed too. So I was I followed up with it, because it really got with my head. Like, this kid.
You followed up?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Afterwards?
Yeah. We were talking.
Oh, no.
Like, you mean the next day or?
No, a couple days later.
Okay.
No, the kissy emoji was so coy and perfect.
I know. I can't. I'm not.
All right. Crap.
Yeah.
So what'd we do?
I know. So we were talking about something else, just like very vague about like when he's coming back, just like little things like that. And I just had to ask, because I'm so bad. I was like, what was with that text the other night? And he goes, I'm sorry, I work weird hours. Like, I was responding because you had texted me the other day, like saying something really nice. And I was, it's just something very, that didn't make sense. And he got really offended that I asked, in a way. Like, Why can I not say that?
Mm-hmm. I would expect him to feel that way. Scabs, all right.
Give me it, Roxy. Tell me.
This is somebody you know who's too in his head. And now you're making him think about a move he made. But it's a move you wanted him to make. So why would you make him question it? If your goal is for him to miss you, and he says that he misses you, then why would you be like, but why'd you say that? Just enjoy that he said it and keep aiming towards that goal of making him say that and feel that.
Did you spend those next 2 days obsessing about the...
Oh, totally.
And that's why you had to ask him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I was in all my head because, of course, that's what I want him to feel. But then in my mind, I'm like, he was just drunk. He didn't mean that. He didn't... You know what mm-hmm. I mean? That's just... This is so bad. And I say this all... But when you feel that way about someone, it mm-hmm. makes you do weird-ass shit. Like, I've never done as weird things regarding a guy as it does when it comes to him. And we've actually sat there and laughed about it. Like, we've laughed about it. I go, I'm not... like that, but you bring out the weirdest sides of me.
Totally, but you have to play smart, mm-hmm. you know? And the kissy face back, smart, fine, cute, like, you're not even saying miss you too, you're mm-hmm. just kissy face, like, oh, great, I'm cool. What did you mean by that? Makes him think, shit, what did I mean by that? Is that sending the wrong message? Should I not be missing her? Does she not miss me too? This is why this is bullshit. I can't even do this anymore.
Oh. So you, I know,
you
I
gotta
up.
You gotta be cool.
I know, I'm bad at it.
Because if you just send the little kissy face emoji and then he sees on your Facebook you hanging on a boat with all those dudes and all those girls on the weekend, he'll be like, now I really miss her. But now it's like all – but by the way, I've done exactly what you've done, past relationships, where you know you're at a good place, but you're like, yeah, but seriously, let's talk about this thing we shouldn't talk about, and let's talk about it for way too long until you get sick of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that we're on this relationship topic, though, way more important than the strippers and your sex bullying, Christian, Felix has a girlfriend?
He does indeed. We're very excited for the little guy. He's going to be 2 next month, and he's already got his first girlfriend.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you what it means. He can't leave his preschool without this little girl, McKenna, getting up out of her seat, running up, and making sure that she gives him a hug. Now, he'll usually give a hug to somebody, usually his teacher, one of the other kids. Hey, look, sometimes it's a boy, sometimes it's a girl. You know, hey, he's keeping his options open. It's the 21st century. Everybody's cool with everything, especially at that age group.
Yeah,
the under 3 crowd, everything goes.
It's a cool crowd.
But this little girl, he's known for a while. They were at the same daycare. Now they're at the same preschool. And one time, when I went to pick him up, he gave her a hug. And then the next time, he didn't give her a hug. So then the next day, she went up and she got it. She did what Abby would have done. She made sure she got that hug. And every day now, she's like, oh, there's Felix. And she just gives him a big hug. And he talks about it. It's like, so Felix, how was your day today? I played outside, did some puzzles, read stories. Long pause. McKenna hug. And I'm like, yeah, because that's your girl.
What?
Yeah.
So is this going to be like the Corey and Topanga of their lives? You think they're going to make it?
I'm pretty sure that they're in it for the long haul. Because look, Felix is half Asian, half white, and so is McKenna. So I feel like they've got that much in common already.
Great segue to diversity. All right, Raylan, you were at Black Coachella this weekend.
There's a Black Coachella?
No, there is not. I had no idea what this meant. My white ass was like, Black Coachella? What the hell is that?
Me and my friends literally coined the phrase this weekend. It was BET Awards weekend. So
what does that mean? Like, what was your life like this weekend?
It was like a party after a party. It's like club party at night, then day party, so you only have like a few hours of rest before you have to get up and
but
get
what
ready.
Kind of like BET Awards, why are there day parties?
Because all the celebrities and all the like frauds are out here for the BET Awards weekend, and they're flying in from like different parts of the state, like Atlanta, New York.
Damn.
It's crazy.
We didn't get the invite, guys.
I'm sorry. I'll invite you guys to Black Coachella next year.
I'm pretty sure none of us on the show except you get to go to Black Coachella.
Did you see any cool celebrities?
You know what? I saw Anthony Mackie, who's in all the like Marvel movies. Isn't he like...
Oh, he's the Falcon.
Yes.
That
I saw
great.
Him.
I love that guy.
I mm-hmm. did see him out. Who else did I see? I saw a lot of people.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
And drinks. That's always... The great stars anyway.
I want to come to Black Coachella.
Did anybody get naked around strippers, or is that just something white people
no.
do?
No. You know, nobody dances in the clubs, so no dancing.
Mm. No dancing.
No dancing.
Well, guys, we're going to cut to a commercial break on that note. We've got Shiva joining us after this. You guys know her from Second Wives Club. We got a lot to talk to her about, ooh. So don't move anywhere. We'll be back in like 2 minutes.
Things you feel and do, cause you're the most important person in the world to you. Fonzie! Come and move that in my direction. She's thankful for that. It's such a blessing.
Like I want to be.
Oh, you just want to be there with them? Yeah. Me too.
No, like somewhere.
like Spain or somewhere.
It's pretty cool to be aboard the ship too, though. If you can't be in Spain, you might as well be aboard the Tomorrow ship. Shiva Safai, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So you're a Despacito fan too. We opened with it, and then you were like Despacito all the way.
All the way. Let's just do beginning and the end.
I love that. Do people ever tell you that you look like Maria Menounos? Because she is our admiral here.
Well,
we were talking about it before you got here. We think that you guys are like doppelgangers.
It's
through
so
and through.
Weird. It's like, honestly, I've had paparazzis follow me thinking I'm Maria.
No. I wonder if she's had the same thing. I bet she has, because you guys like have a striking resemblance to one another. Does it usually paparazzi, or do people on the street usually?
No, even people are on the street, or there's, you know, if I go to events and they're like, has anyone ever told you that you look like? I'm like, yes, Maria Menounos.
Is that the one you always get? Do you ever get anybody else?
It's usually Maria.
Oh, it's like the shape of the face too. I feel
maybe
like.
And the hair.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's so weird.
Literally, oh, that is
my God.
You. Okay, yeah. That's so crazy.
Wow. If you're on iTunes right now, switch over to
it's
YouTube.
Weird.
Yeah, that you guys next to each other, even your shoulders. Like, I know that's bizarre, but you guys are twins. Have you met her before, or have you guys never met? Actually,
no, I have met her, and I think she's even more beautiful in person. Aww.
You guys have a lot of mutual friends.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a small circle. But
do you go to the Kardashian Christmases like she does? And are you?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
I could picture you guys there, but like side by side, twin sisters.
I think for Halloween we should do like a twin theme something.
You should dress as her. But people would be like, "Are you just yourself? Like, what is it that's going on?" So we've got a bunch of people so excited to talk to you. I know we got huge fans of the Second Wives Club in here. Ash being one of them. That's Ash, by the way, the one that just made. So, yeah, Ash, what's going on?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, congratulations. The show was awesome.
Thank you.
But we didn't get a lot of show. We got 8 episodes.
I know. There should be more, right?
Absolutely. So, we're all rooting for season 2 to come, but...
So am I.
We would really like it to. But if it doesn't, if it didn't, we all hope it does, if it didn't, would you reconsider The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Probably not.
Still at the same place. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is it mostly to do with Lisa, or is there aspects?
I just feel like Housewives of Beverly Hills is just not the right fit for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the difference between the shows that you feel like makes one right for you?
I feel like they're a little bit more dramatic, and there's more fights and unnecessary drama, maybe. I just, you know, I had such a great experience being on Second Wives Club, and it was a pleasant and positive experience, and you know, the relationship I built with the girls were really authentic and real, and our stories were really authentic and real. And so I think I started in a really good place, right? And I just kind of don't want to maybe jump on another show.
Did any of this have to do with just how Yolanda was treated? And, you know, you obviously are close to Yolanda and you saw the way she was mistreated. Does that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
There was definitely seasons where Lisa was attacked, and I witnessed how it really affected her. And the same way for Yolanda. So having, you know, a couple of cast members that are so close to you go through that, that's why I'm kind of hesitant with Beverly Hills Housewives.
So if season 2 does happen and then there does start to become some drama, or the producers say to you, okay, we need to step it up this season, would you be on board, or would you say, I'm not gonna keep going?
I would never do anything that's not authentic to me and it doesn't feel right. You know, I would not kind of put any of my other cast members in a place where it will benefit me but not them. So...
Okay.
You also did that interview where you said how it's awesome that it's like female power, that you guys are all uplifting each other and kind of doing something different than a lot of reality TV.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about the cast, and why do you think that's how it played out?
I think honestly it had a lot to do maybe with
the fact that we are all so different. Like, Katie is, you know, the comedian of the entire cast, and she's so different, and I'm different, and Veronica, but yet we have, you know, this common ground of, like, our background and our families and the husbands, and I think we empower each other in our strengths, and we kind of push when we're in areas where we're not comfortable. And, you know, like with Katie, she was not feeling, you know, she was scared of commitment, and I was pushing her and I was showing her, you know, what's wrong with you? Walter is such an amazing guy. Why would you want to not tie that man down?
Yeah.
Someone else will if you don't.
Speaking of that, tying man down and marriage, everything, Mohammed has been open about he doesn't want to go into marriage right now. He thinks everything's great as it is, I'm guessing. Okay. So is this something that you feel like you're going to get more? Are you going to try to push him a little bit more as the years go on, just because it seems like you really do want to have a marriage and maybe
have
kids?
You know, it's just with season two, there probably will be more pressure of marriage, you know? There's a lot of pressure from everywhere. One thing I've learned is that I definitely don't want to do anything that's going to compromise our relationship, because we truly are very happy and committed. And pressuring someone into doing something they're not ready for is, you won't have a good outcome, right? So we'll just see. We kind of will go with the flow.
Do you want to have kids?
I did when I was much younger, but as the years have passed, and I am kind of getting a little bit more hesitant towards that.
Why?
I think I'm getting a little bit selfish at this point of my life, where I am happy with, you know, I'm so content and happy with my relationship and where my career is going. So I think I'll want to focus more on that.
Do you ever think about, this might be a personal question, sorry, well, it is a personal question. Do you ever think about freezing your eggs or preparing for that day that you may say in 10 years, you know,
see,
what, I want to do it now?
That's a question that has been brought up a few times, and we've talked about it. Yeah, we have talked about it here and there. And of course, you know, it's something I've thought about, but okay. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, speaking of kids, oh, sorry, we can say something about
kids? Is part of the reason that you think that you might not want it as much because you are close with your stepkids?
That's always.
Yeah, I mean, stepkids and grandkids, because his oldest daughter has two, and they're so adorable, and I'm surrounded by so many kids, kind of like, I'm like, I'm good.
Right.
You know?
So what is your relationship? I mean, we see from Instagram, we see from different social media that you're very involved in, like, you, like when Bella and Gigi were at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, you flew to watch them, and you seem like you're all very close. So where did that come into play? Like, were you embraced when you first started dating Mohammed, or did it take a while?
No, I actually, the first time I met Gigi and Bella was on a trip Mohammed set up and said, listen, I'm going to a trip with my kids for 10 days on a boat in the Mediterranean, and I want you to come. And we were just dating for 2-3 months. And I said, well, okay, that's a little bit scary and intimidating. But he was like, listen, let's just do it and see how you guys get along. And I met them at the airport on our way to go on this trip. So it was like, either they're going to love me or they're going to hate me. And honestly, we just clicked, and they really embraced me. And it was just so, you know, it was just very organic. We just kind of bonded really fast. And the same way goes to his other two older daughters. So it was really, really a blessing.
Why were you worried that they weren't going to like you?
You know, it's always intimidating meeting your, you know, boyfriend's kids, because there's that fear of what if they don't like you? If they don't like you, that will affect your relationship in one way or another. So it's always, it's kind of like meeting your mother-in-law for the first time, you know?
Yeah.
You're kind of like, oh. Mm-hmm.
How has your relationship changed, or has it changed ever since Bella and Gigi have become world famous? Because you saw them kind of transition from being normal kids to being superstars.
To the supermodels of the world.
Great question. Yeah.
Honestly, it's been amazing to witness their growth and to see how they've flourished and done so amazingly well. And you know what really also warms my heart, and I love to witness and see the sparkle in Muhammad's eyes when he, for example, sees his two daughters walk down Victoria's Secret runway. It's just like seeing how proud he is, it just like means so much to me.
And what was your relationship like in the beginning with Yolanda? Did you meet her at the same trip?
No. We actually met a little bit later. I think it was for Bella's birthday. It was at Muhammad's house. And that's when we met the first time, and she had heard from the kids. And, you know, it was really nice. I was nervous again because, you know, you want to have a good first impression. And she was lovely. She was very nice and very welcoming. And
wow.
What advice could you give to people that are in a new marriage with somebody that is still close to their ex? I mean, because you get along very well with Yolanda, and it seems like you always shared, I don't know, dinner parties together, holidays.
Yeah. We would do kids' birthdays and Thanksgivings and Christmases. And, you know, it's all about getting along, because at the end of the day, you know, at that time she was married and Muhammad was with me, and it was for the sake of the kids. And I thought it was so admirable from both of them to kind of come together and do it for the sake of the kids.
Would David be there at the time when he was with Yolanda? That would be all of you guys?
Yeah. Wow. All of us.
So everybody got along.
We were a big happy family. Yeah. Wow.
How is Yolanda doing now?
She's doing good. Okay. Yeah, she's in New York and she's doing great.
And I know that she was suffering from Lyme disease, but this is something that she's overcome, or she's still fighting it every day?
I don't know much about the actual, I don't know if you can actually completely come out of it, but I know
it lasts for.
Yeah, I think she's just recovered very well. She, of course, has her, you know, I'm sure, days, but she's doing much, much better.
And
yeah.
How are, is it Bella and Anwar that also have it?
I'm not really,
okay,
you know, into, I don't know much, but okay, I know that they're doing really good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Anwar, we know he just had an 18th birthday recently.
Yes.
So how'd you bring it in to celebrate with him?
Well, we did, we had Father's Day lunch and kind of celebrated his birthday because he was going to be away for his actual birthday. And then we're going to try to do dinner with him this week.
Who came to the lunch? Who was at the celebration?
It was Alana and Anwar and his girlfriend. And then Bella surprised Muhammad. You know, he didn't even know because he thought she was in New York.
Oh, I thought, didn't she just go visit her grandmother too?
She went after.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So she came and surprised. It was really great. So it was Bella, Anwar, and Alana.
So speaking of his girlfriend, how invested do you get in their relationships? Because, you know, it's very publicized who they're dating at what time. Are you somebody who likes to hear all about it, who meets all the significant others?
I have met them, but I'm not the type to be like, so give me all the scoop. I feel like if they're comfortable to share things with me, they will. And if not, you know, I kind of want to leave them where they're comfortable enough to share things. And if they don't, that's perfectly fine. Because, you know, they're young and it's new relationships. And
do you ever get invited to any of the girls' nights with, like, the Kendall Jenners and the Taylor Swift? Who else?
I feel like I'm too old for them.
No. So you've never had one of those girls' nights? I know they've got that crew of the same crew. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So even if you're not inviting them, have you met all of them, all the people in that?
Some of them, yeah. I mean, we've had, you know, Kendall come over if there's been like a pool party or just a pool day.
What is she like?
Super sweet.
Really?
Yeah, very sweet.
Just a nice person. Just
a super, very nice person, yeah.
Okay.
What about Taylor? Has she come over?
I think she has, but I don't think I was home at that time, so I haven't met her. Actually, no. I met her at Gigi's birthday. That's right, yeah.
So you're around all the supermodels when you're visiting them on
set
or whatever. Yeah,
and they make me feel really, really short because I'm like the shortest in the entire family, and then they bring all their supermodel friends. Right. I'm like, great.
Great things come in small packages, girl. You're perfect the way you are.
Thank you.
Who are your favorite supermodels that you've met? Of their friends or their
besides friends. Gigi and Bella.
But of course, I mean, amongst them, their friends.
I mean, Kendall is really, really sweet. She's such an adorable young girl. And who else?
Kara? Is Kara one? She's considered.
Kara Delevingne, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I actually have met her, but there's Haley. Haley's, yeah, she's really sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some drama recently with the whole Selena Gomez situation. Did you meet her at all when they were hanging out?
You know, I met her at the Victoria's Secret show the year before when it was in New York and she was performing. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much it. And honestly, I haven't, I don't know much about, the whole thing. Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah.
Do you read all of these magazines and sometimes
I really don't.
Really?
So sometimes I hear things and I'm like, oh my, I don't know about it. But I try to stay out of things like that.
It probably is a very strange feeling if you were to read something about somebody in your family before they share it with you.
Yeah, but I am so super protective as well.
Really?
Of course, because they're my family.
So what do you do if you hear something that you're like, that's not true or that shouldn't be written that way? Do you tweet about it or do you call these editors? How are you protective?
Well, I definitely tell Mohammed, and sometimes I have him handle it because he's the father and he would know better how to do certain things. And sometimes, we kind of attack on Instagram,
You'll attack the trolls?
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So speaking of Mohammed, you guys are getting another house? We just fell in love with the house that we saw.
But... Oh my God, that house is way too big.
You think so?
It's nothing but, it's just too much house. You get lost in it. And
do you really?
You know what happens is that when the house is that big, you end up using one room. And that's like our bedroom pretty much, and sometimes the kitchen. Because otherwise, we don't use the theater. We don't use the ball. Who uses a ballroom?
People who have balls.
How many people are in your home at all times, staff-wise?
About 10 to 12 people.
So do you really don't ever feel like you have privacy in a sense? Because you always have someone there.
Exactly. So I really would like to downsize and make it homier and cozier, although Mohammed has done an amazing job at making this huge palace feel like a home. When you walk in, it feels like a home. It's super warm and welcoming, but it's just too much.
Does he feel the same way?
I think he's also ready to kind of downsize. And by downsizing, I mean from going to from a 50,000 square feet home to a 15,000. So it's still huge, but it's much smaller.
So I'm guessing the house is not the one in Bel Air, the one they call the Starship, the big, big one. That's he's just building that.
Yeah.
It's not your future house.
No.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's too big.
That's too big still.
We were just reading about that. So what the hell is going on with that situation?
You know, I don't know. I'd rather just stay out of that one.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
We'll go back to Bella for a second because there's been – you can tell us if this is a rumor or not. You can protect her in this. Australian model Jordan Barrett, is she dating him?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, he's a really good-looking guy. There's a lot of rumors going out that the two of them might be dating, but you don't even know, so I'm guessing it's a no.
I don't even know who that is.
Pull him up. I want to see him. Maybe he's cute. Maybe we think they should be dating.
There's lots of rumors every day. So.
Well, I know you're
all I know is that she's super happy, and that's all that matters. Yeah. She's just glowing, and you could see the happiness in her eyes, and
Well, I know you're not involved in Gigi and Bella's love life, but on the show, we did see you and Mohammed meddling in your younger brother's Bieber's love life. Interest. So is there any celebrities that you think would fit the bill to date your younger brother?
You know, I always thought, you know, since J-Lo likes younger guys, I thought they would be such a great fit.
Do you know her?
I don't know her personally, but I somehow always thought they would look really good together. Just throwing it out there.
I mean, it's only a matter of time until she gets tired of A-Rod and vice versa. Right? So she'll be out there before you know
it. So J-Lo, just in case my brother's single.
Well, they've got a lot of celebrities in and out of the gym, Royal Personal Training.
Yeah.
And both of your brothers.
Yeah.
So how did they start getting all the celebrities in there? Because everybody goes there now. It's like the it spot to work out.
It is. And honestly, it's so cool and nice and different. I mean, I'm so proud of them. And, you know, they've worked so hard night and day, and they've been consistent, and I guess, you know, that pays off.
So there's no celebrities that are going through there that maybe you're catching even your eye and you're like, ooh, I can matchmake them?
I think I would still stick with J-Lo.
Really? She's got A-Rod right now.
Why are we stuck on J-Lo? Like, what about their personalities? Or is it just because you think she's beautiful?
I think she's gorgeous. And, you know, she's definitely a hardworking, motivating businesswoman. And I think they, you know, he would learn so much from her. And she would motivate him even more.
And you wouldn't mind her being your sister-in-law, probably. You guys could go shopping.
Yeah, look how gorgeous she is.
Is there anybody else on the list after J-Lo? Does anybody make a second?
Who else do we have that would be a great fit?
Would you even want him to date a celebrity, or would you want him to date, as Kevin calls them, civilians?
A civilian. you know, it all comes down to whatever makes him happy at the end of the day.
So if it's a good person like J-Lo,
it has to be a good person. Yeah, it doesn't matter celebrity or not.
So you obviously, you know, you're now in the reality TV world, but is there any other, whether it's a podcast or it's modeling, or is there anything else in the industry that you want to make sure you pursue at some point?
You know, I've always been super entrepreneurial, and would love to kind of maybe do my own line and something.
Line of like clothing, you mean?
Or? Maybe beauty, or clothing, fashion. But definitely I would love some sort of a business venture in that area. Yeah.
Speaking of like fashion too, Hadid Eyewear, are you involved with that at all? So what do you do? What's your part in that?
Yeah, we all kind of designed different styles, and I did the jet setter. It's like that classic cat eye sunglasses. Yeah, if those might come up, but it was a fun project Alana and Muriel came up with, and then we decided to do a family project out of that.
Just go for it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of fashion, I wanted to get your opinion on a couple of things that are in the news. Maybe you haven't read about them because you're not reading these, but Lady Gaga made quite an appearance. She was going hiking, if the booth could help me out with this one. So she was going hiking, and this was the outfit she decided to sport. She's in some nice high heels. And
actually, her manager trains at the gym.
Really?
I know her manager very well, yeah.
Wow. So this is her and her man on a casual hiking trip. So what do you think?
Oh, she dates? I didn't even know she was dating.
Yeah, yeah. So do we think fashion no-no, or are you allowed to wear high heels and a skirt? And...
Oh, is that high heel? I can't even see.
It's like nude Louboutins.
Yeah.
I could barely wear high heels to walk on Rodeo Drive. So for hiking, I would probably say that's a bit uncomfortable. And but otherwise, everything else looks great. I mean, it's Lady Gaga. She can get away with anything.
Oh, you love her? Do you know her at all?
I don't personally know her, but I love her. She's truly talented, gifted woman.
I agree.
Sure.
It was interesting though.
She's so unique and different. That's what I love about her.
I just wonder why she, because she is, but why would you put yourself through this discomfort? Like, you're on the...
Yeah, I mean, the high heel part is a bit different. Yeah, I don't get that. Are those like pumps?
They're pumps.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're straight up pumps. Like, I can't even go on a hike in my sneakers some days. More power to her.
Exactly.
She's getting that calf workout. Ash, you were under the impression that maybe she called the paparazzi herself?
I just assumed it was a setup. I mean, there's not paparazzi just sitting in the bushes waiting for Lady Gaga to walk by in heels on a Saturday afternoon.
But the thing is, in case maybe she didn't set it up, you have to figure she's Lady Gaga, and yeah, people are talking about this, but if she went hiking in, like, you know, comfortable hiking clothes and had on some Timberland boots or something, that would be a way bigger story, because you never see her like that. I don't think you ever see her casual. So it's almost like, I don't think I've ever seen her in
t-shirt and leggings.
True.
That's a great point, Christian. Yeah. You should do her PR.
I'm available at Christian DMZ on Twitter, Gaga, anytime. Another... You direct message me.
Oh my God. Wow. Those are Louboutin. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some narrow shoes.
And also, we all know those got ruined. There's no way they made it out alive.
No, they did not.
There's no way. I can't even go walk through the grass.
But
one
I'm
time.
Sure she can afford a new one, yeah, so she doesn't right. care.
Yeah, that's a very expensive hiking trip she went on, though. Okay, so how about fashionista Mariah Carey? She has been in the news recently for being a little bit of a
risque
diva. I was gonna say mean chick right now. I don't know if you've read any of these interviews, Scabs. I know you were reading up on her in The House and all the things people have been saying about her. What do we got?
So The House is that movie with Will Ferrell that is out, and they run the casino in the basement. A couple of the actors came out because she was supposed to make a cameo in the movie. Here are a couple quotes from actors in the film. "We did some reshoots with a pop star named Mariah Carey. It did not go well. Effing, what is going on with her? It was bananas. She requested all white roses in her trailer, as well as lamb stuffed animals. She was hired to sing one song, and she said, 'Guys, I don't want to sing that song.' And they're like, 'You were hired to sing this one song.' They also said that her character was she was going to get shot. Mm-hmm. And she said, 'I don't want that to happen. I don't think my character would get killed by bullets. What if I deflected them like Wonder Woman?' And all of these things go on and on.
So what do we think about this?
I want to say, where were my white roses?
Yeah. Great point. Is it ever, though, because she's a massive star. Are you ever a big enough star where we think that as a society it's okay
you can
get away with
anything? No. I personally don't think so, but yet, I mean, who am I and what do I know? But yeah, I think that's a little too far. Too far.
What do you think, Ash? Too far?
Too far, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel like not only that, but the worst part to me is that
unless she had no idea what she was signing, you know?
Oh, but like somebody else wrote a writer for her?
Yeah. She was just signing off. She didn't even know what song she agreed to sing.
Oh, it's just so crazy, though, because I saw her on Ellen DeGeneres when she was there, and she was late to that as well.
Oh, my God.
And I heard that she was three or four hours late to the shooting, and that to me is worse than requesting, because who knows? Who knows why she wants the white roses? Maybe the smell helps her to open her vocal cords,
right.
Or maybe with the lamb stuffed animals or whatever that was, maybe that reminds her of her childhood. We never know why somebody chooses what they choose, but the fact that she showed up 4 hours late, I hear that she sleeps in until 3 p.m. and will not make appearances before that. So if she's going to show up somewhere 4 hours late, she definitely didn't sign on to going before 3. It was probably like a 6 p.m. shoot as is.
Got
to
give her credit for making it this far, getting up every day after 3 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a lot of fame going on in your family, and I feel like you guys make it to set on time or wherever you got to go.
Absolutely. That's one of my biggest things, not only in business, but also in real life. When we go out to dinner with friends, I make a point to be there even 5 minutes before. Because, you know, you want to respect other people's time. It's not just yours, but everyone else's.
Was there anybody on the set of Second Wives that was consistently late? Did you guys have to wait for people sometimes?
As much as I love Katie, she's known to always be late. You know, there's always something that happened with like the tea shop or the nail salon, but
oh, we all know those people. Every time they walk in, it's something.
There's always something. No, when it comes to showing up, you know, we did press together and she was I was so surprised. Like, Katie was there before I was. I'm like, you go, girl.
You're like, oh, my God, am I late? What time is it? Yeah. Why is she here right
now? Yeah, and I'm like, no, I'm here 10 minutes early, but she's sitting there.
That's awesome.
Speaking of all of the Second Wives cast, now that filming is done, how often do you guys get together? Do you guys get together often now that it's not shooting? Or
yeah,
how does
no,
that go?
We see each other. I'm actually going to see Veronica later on. Yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you guys going to do?
We're going to catch up and have drinks.
Speaking of Veronica, I know during the season she was heading down the path of divorce. Do you think if the show does get renewed, which I hope it does, would she come back on, do you think?
I mean, I can't speak on her behalf, but I would hope and would love for her to be back.
But if she didn't come back, if you could cast somebody else, who would you cast to take her place?
I have no idea.
No,
or even not take her place, just who else would add to your cast. Yeah,
add to the cast.
Who would be a good second wife? I don't know. That's a good question. I need to think about that one.
Okay.
Yeah. I get back to you guys.
Okay, great.
Cool. Well,
staying on the subject of it, though, you mentioned in an interview that if you do the season two, if it gets picked up, that you'd like to travel more and you'd also like to feature more of your brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, so are your brothers signed up? Like, are they okay with being on reality TV?
I think they loved it. And honestly, I think they did so good on the show. And they were super funny and engaging. And
it's good publicity for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, they had a really good time.
Would you want to see Bella and Gigi on the show as well, just making appearances with your family?
I mean, we've left it open. Anyone is welcome to come and join us at any time, so it's all up to them.
Do they watch the show?
They have watched it, yeah. They kind of I know Alana was sending me messages the other day watching it, and she's like, this is so funny.
Really?
Yeah, and she was actually in it the last episode.
Do they ask you questions about it ever? Like, why did you say, or why are you doing this?
No, not really. I mean, I wasn't being someone else outside, you know, our reality. So
when do you think we'll know about season two?
I wish I knew. I hope like it was yesterday, but you know.
What have they said to you guys so far? Just like, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, pretty much.
Where would you want to travel?
You know, I'd love to go somewhere in the Middle East. I feel like we need to like do something exotic.
Do you feel that could create some drama though? I feel like every time there's a trip on the Housewives, there's
except from our episode. Our episode was so much fun.
But yeah, I know. But you could end up, if you start traveling more, there could be a little bit more drama.
Yeah,
you're willing to maybe risk that because you want to travel. It's okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever think about turning up the drama? Have you guys had that conversation so that you guys can guarantee yourself another season? Because drama does sell, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I feel like it doesn't need to be negative drama, you know? It's one thing to have drama that's, you know, not kind of go under the belt and go to places where it's not necessary, like how some people did it on the show. And that's one thing I posted about, that, you know, our drama was not something negative. We didn't do certain things for the sake of viewership. And people really love that, and they found that it was really refreshing from any other reality shows.
Were you getting on social media a lot of people saying that to you?
Yeah, they're actually, you know, loving it, and they love that it's so different and it's not just, you know, unnecessary drama and just for the sake of viewerships. Yeah.
Well, we do have a lot of that.
Speaking of
drama, you know, there's no shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of drama, I know you had a little drama with Tanya on the show. Has she already had her wedding already?
Yeah, she got married last fall.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
We have no relationship.
So if you saw her out somewhere, it would be hello or?
Yeah, I mean, I would say hi to her, but that's pretty much it.
Do you think that could ever change?
Probably not.
How come?
You know, I just feel like when you get to know a person and their character, that's who they are, and they're not going to change. If she did what she did to, you know, Veronica, I just kind of, or bringing someone to my house. That was very violating in many ways, knowing that some stranger just literally walked into my hallway, into my house. I don't appreciate that.
Did you talk to the producers about that? Because they probably saw some of it happening before it happened.
Yeah, we did.
And
yeah.
you expressed to them that you were not Absolutely. Happy with that? And did they apologize?
Yeah, of course. They were very understanding.
Did they have anything to do with it?
They did not.
Wow, okay.
It's been a huge topic of conversation recently, how far producers can go, especially with what's going on with Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know if you're familiar with the situation at all with Corinne and DeMario.
No.
So they shut down the production of Bachelor in Paradise because there was a hookup between these two people, and one of the producers walked off because they felt as if the female was too intoxicated to give consent. And so they shut down production to look into it. After looking into it, they have resumed production, but now the female is still in the process of suing production because she doesn't think it was the guy's fault. She thinks that it's production's fault, that they should have stepped in on what happened. On your show, how involved is production, and do you feel as if they would be hands-on if any of you guys did get too drunk or did say something horrible?
Yeah, one thing is that's why I think our experience, or at least my experience, was so nice and pleasant, is that they were really what they promised, they delivered, and they were not there to kind of make you look bad and tear you down and be like, do this and do that and push you and pressure you to do things that were not authentic to you. So I'm very grateful, and I didn't experience any of that horror stories you hear from other production and producers.
What they promised, what did they say to you? How did they sell this to you?
You know, they were like, what we want to do is share your story and who you are and who you're with and how your relationship is and how your relationship works. We want to show the viewers who you are.
And they did that.
And they did that. So
if you could give your five biggest tips for having a successful relationship, what would they be?
I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Five tips. Yeah. I think definitely you need to have, you need to compromise. You need to trust. You need to listen. Those three are definitely
the big ones.
And then you need to be able to laugh. You know, you have to have the same, passion in life, and then definitely the same values. For sure.
Okay.
Wow. Shiva, I think that was a perfect note to end on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm trying to take notes to myself. Like, do I do that in my relationship? I see Scabby. She's like writing that down over there. Trust. Got it.
Her name is Abby, but we weirdly call her Scabby.
We only do it because she's pretty. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to get away with it. Well, thank you again for joining us.
This was super fun.
Absolutely. And people can find you on Twitter at Shiva Safai.
Yes. That's and Instagram at Shiva Safai as well.
You're keeping it easy for us. Yes. Yeah, we love that. Kevin always says that smart people, they have the same name in both places, unlike Miss Ashley Daniels over here.
I know. Working on it.
So you can find her at Ashley Daniels and also at Miss Ashley Daniels. We're at _ Abby Vega, at Blackcast, at Raylan Taran, at Bonjour Juliet, at The Only MC. I'm at Roxy Stryer. And of course, our captain is at _Garo. Tweet at him. Send him some love. He's going through a tough time right now, so make sure you guys message him and say how much you miss him and how we support him, because he's the best captain in the whole wide world. Don't forget to make it a better tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to The Tomorrow Show with Kevin _Garo. For guest bookings, questions, or comments, you can email us at info@thetomorrowshow.com. Be sure to follow us on social media and tell a friend about the show. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, your voice of tomorrow, wishing you a better one.